Tanya Luce is from BirdLife Australia and has plenty to do this week, and some of it involves counting. But she's been good enough to speak with me today and about the thing that will be keeping Tanya busy. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Gavin.
What exactly are you doing?
Well, it's really fun. Okay, so everyone notices birds in their backyard or when they're out in their local park, but the idea of the Aussie Backyard Bird Count is that you count all of the birds that you see and the ones that you can hear, if you can identify them, for a 20-minute period. And because you're counting for 20 minutes and then uploading them onto an app, it means that we can collect data that BirdLife Australia can analyse from counters all over the country.
Well, when people use the term citizen science, This is that, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. It is huge on a very large scale.
What do you need in order to do this?
All you need is your favourite outdoor space. So we've really set this up for total beginners. So you don't need binoculars, you don't need a specialist field guide. It helps if you have a smartphone, because then you can download our Aussie Backyard Bird Count, which is available for free. And that has a bird finder on it, so that if you see a bird, I used it this morning, even though I'm a professional ornithologist, I thought, well, I'll give it a go and use the bird finder to help me identify a pied currawong. So you put in what size the bird is and the colours, and then because the app records where you are, it comes up with a list of likely birds, and it's really easy to use, and it's great for kids and also for total beginners. If you don't have a smartphone, some people don't want to use them or don't have access to them, we do have a form on our Aussie Bird Count website, so that you can go out with a notebook, write down the birds you see for 20 minutes, have a cup of tea, whatever you like, and then come back in and you can put your sightings on the website.
How would you do this? Do you just sit there in silence and kind of almost like you're meditating, or are you a little bit more active than that?
Look, it really is up to what kind of personality you have. So you could sit there with your friend chatting over a glass of wine this afternoon and do the count then. You know, or you can be very reverential and quiet and be out there in your favourite spot, just kind of communing with nature. This morning I did it before work because I wanted to join in the fun, because, as you said in the intro, we'll be working a lot on this week. So, you know, why shouldn't we participate? And what I did is I just grabbed my binoculars, because I have a pair, and just wandered around my garden for 20 minutes, and it was really peaceful.
Eliza from Casterton has sent this through. Was very privileged to see a kingfisher last summer. So tiny, huge beak for its size, amazing colours with the sunshine on it. What do you reckon?
Yeah, so they've got a beautiful name, Sacred Kingfisher.
That is nice.
Yeah, and they are so luminous that I tell you, no field guide has ever been able to capture the gorgeous colour of the Sacred Kingfisher. So people always, in my area, which is Daylesford, they always tell me that they've seen an azure kingfisher, because the Sacred Kingfisher does not look bright enough in the books. But we don't get azures here. Azures are even smaller, but they're very, very bright.
Very blue, are they? Is that what we're looking for?
A vivid blue? It's an emerald blue and gorgeous, but a lot of feather colour is reflective, like you see on documentaries, like things like, you know, incredible birds of paradise or whatever. They're very luminous. So in the right light, they almost seem to glow, especially because sacred kingfishers are actually a woodland and forest kingfisher. So they're in the bush. They're not by the river. And so in that habitat, they also look super bright.
I suppose so they can see each other. Is that how it works?
I guess so, yeah. Yeah, that's a huge question. Why are birds brightly coloured? It's often to do with sexual selection.
What, would you bother counting a sparrow or a starling or something like that?
Oh, my God, yes, definitely. We want to know about all the birds that you see, because what we do is we count, like, which birds are the top 10 around the nation, which birds are the top 10 in each state. And what we're doing is we're tracking changes in bird population. from year to year. So we also want to know about the introduced birds, definitely. It's all important. It's all interesting. Like, if we did a count one year and there wasn't a single native bird in there, you'd be very worried about the state of the environment in Australia.
Tanya, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
Yeah, no worries, and happy counting.
Indeed. Tanya Luce there from BirdLife Australia. And as I said, you can get the app. I've got it. You shouldn't have to pay for it. You can get it where you get all of your important apps. And it is the Aussie Backyard Bird Count. I think I got that right that time.